Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed, Dr. Mbevano, good afternoon to you, sir. Ma'am.
How are you?
Are you well?
Oh, thanks. Can't complain. Yourself?
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for joining us. We are talking to you from the Weaving Reeds team, and to once again share lessons, you know, to help us in the 21st century as parents and families to be healthier, happier, stronger, and more spiritually attuned to God's voice. Now, we're talking about the winning lifestyle this afternoon. Is that what's going to be showing on Friday?
Yes, it is.
Ah, fantastic. Now, please explain to us what the winning lifestyle is all about as it relates to families.
So essentially, it's about the health message at the center. So what we understand of the health message, the acronym New Start, nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperance, air, rest, trust in God, and basically centering the family life and the family lifestyle around living like that.
Okay.
So ensuring that how we live basically incorporates all of those principles. And this week, we're basically delving into how we can then incorporate that and teach children to incorporate that themselves when they're not in our direct presence, but also to make that the core of how we run our families, basically.
Isn't that a big ask of children, though?
Well, it depends on their ages.
Okay.
But the principles of temperance can be taught at any age. Essentially, we're teaching them to avoid what is bad and judiciously use what is good.
Okay.
It's difficult, but the earlier the principles are actually inculcated, the better, because then it becomes habitual.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes easier to say that you don't eat certain things from the time you were younger, as opposed to trying to learn that when you're older. So it's never too early to learn. It's never too late to learn either, but it's easier when we're younger to know that there are certain things that aren't good for our bodies, and we can add the theory behind it as children get older.
I suppose it depends on how we package that. I'm gonna come back to that a little bit. Just to make an example, for instance, we grew up with a children who were vegetarians at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
They grew up being vegetarians, etc., etc., and very strict vegetarians because, you know, parents are vegetarians, devoted vegetarians, and also Christians and Adventists at that as well. But as the years went by, they then would not want to be part of the vegetarian thing, and they would just say, no, I want some, because they go to school, they, you know, get influences at school, etc., with friends also in the community. And, as they get to 12, 13, when they make their choices, they're still living at home. But you find that there's a conflict now between parents and children, because they are enforcing this vegetarianism. And children are saying, no, but we got to make a choice now, and we want to have our meat. And I've seen quite a number of instances where these are happening, where children are raised in a particular way, especially in as far as health is concerned, and they have to make their choices.
Mm-hmm.
What then? I mean, does it prove that, or does it guarantee, rather, that when we start them early enough, they'll be good enough to grasp it and run with it as they grow?
Well, definitely not. I think it can go both ways. You know, my husband was born, bred, raised vegetarian and still is to this day. So he's one of those that when it was time for him to decide, decided to stick by that principle. But the thing about it is that we must essentially equip our children to decide for themselves. Eventually, when kids are at the age where they reason, we hope that they will choose what we have taught them. But we know that it's not always the case. It's the same as we teach kids religious principles. It is possible that we can do all we can, but children can turn away from what we've taught them.
Yeah, yeah.
So the desire is to try to lessen the chances of them making the wrong decision by exposing them to the good choices, and also exposing them in a nice and pleasant way. Like you were saying, it does depend how it is taught, how it is enforced, because sometimes it has been very hard. It's also been very secluding to be the only vegetarian kid, you know, amongst a community of people that are eating meat. So it can be very difficult. So to try and make it also a pleasant experience so that they're not completely othered. So trying to make ways for children at parties to also have options for, you know, that kind of thing, so that it doesn't feel all completely excluding.
Yeah. Now, of course, you talked about this abbreviation New Start, and you're saying that they can start as early as possible. If it's as early as possible, can they fit in all these? I think you went through them very quickly, so I'm not, you know, quite, you know, comfortable in saying all of them. I may miss some of them. But can they start with others and maybe then leave others and maybe start with them later in life? And at what age would you recommend?
So of course, each principle has a way in which it develops, but from the beginning, for if we go through each of them, so nutrition being basically essentially what we choose to eat. And with nutrition, it would be about, this is where it's in now the parents' hands, from the time the child is as young as possible, to make sure that what the mother is eating when she is breastfeeding is what is optimal, and to then also preferably, if possible, to choose breastfeeding because it has been, you know, proven to be better. But if breastfeeding is not an option, then to choose a good kind of formula for the child to take. So that's like from infancy that we're basically inculcating that principle of making good choices when it comes to nutrition. Exercise would be then, you know, once a child is able to be mobile, to basically introduce them to having time outdoors, time spent active. Water from when it is appropriate. So after 6 months, a child can appropriately actually have water, good clean water that you then start introducing to kids slowly. Sunshine, as they're spending the time outdoors exercising, to also ensure that they have time out in the sun. And this can be from as early as, you know, a child is around 3 to 4 weeks, that you can expose them, not too much, but, you know, appropriately to the sun outdoors for them to also then see the sun. Temperance, this is now one of those that gets introduced more as kids get older, because this has to do with teaching them to deny themselves and teaching them to so this is one of those principles that strengthens as the child gets older. But this then would be mean that as parents, we ought to judiciously avoid giving children that which is bad for them, and to moderately use that which is good, or appropriately use that which is good. So we then have the power in that regard. And as they get older, we then allow them to stretch this muscle of temperance. Rest would be ensuring that, especially when kids are younger, that they're having adequate naps, sleeping properly, sleeping restfully. And then trust in God would then be now teaching them the religious principles. So as you can see, from basically infancy, we start with these principles. Age appropriately, we tailor them to basically fit the child at their stage of their development. And as they grow, stuff like temperance becomes more of a prominent thing. And you teach them to eventually exercise these things themselves. So they choose eventually once they're at a point of choosing, once they're at a mature enough stage.
Yeah, beautiful stuff, man. And then in terms of, you know, families who, you know, having grown kids, they didn't start early with this new start lifestyle in terms of raising their kids. Where do they begin then? They've got now teenagers who live with them, 12, 13, 15 year olds. Has the bus already left for them?
Oh, definitely not. Like I say, you know, it's never too early to start, but it's also never too late to start. My personal experience was that the principles of temperance, New Start, all of this was actually only introduced to me when I was around 15. But at this point, I'm old enough to be a collaborator in the whole situation. So you include children in, this is the decision, but now how can we include it to make it good for all of us? Understand that children do also have their individual preferences. When I was younger, I couldn't stomach mushrooms. So you can actually do vegetarian dishes that don't have to feature those things because the kids don't necessarily like them, unless it's all of the things that are then excluded. But yeah, appropriately allow them to also then be involved, allow them and show them the benefits of the thing, and in the home, make sure that we also as parents set a good example for the kids. Even an example of struggling. So if you are struggling, to actually say to the kids, hey, today was a bad day and I really want to do this, but let's pray so that I can actually not do this. So today was a bad day and I don't want to exercise, but let's pray that Jesus helps me so that we can all exercise together. So showing them that you don't have the answers, you're not the textbook of it all, but that you also need Jesus. Mm-hmm. So they are now, especially the older that they are, they now are a part of the decision. They are part of the processing of the situation. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, it becomes a little bit easier because they are more aware of it. Although in some ways, it does become a lot more tough because they are now able to basically veto out. And mm-hmm. at this age, it's important to not be tyrannical about how we actually then enforce the health message, because that can easily push children away.
True, but to
make it a collaborative effort to bring them in instead of pushing it down their throats.
Beautiful. Now, before I let you go, Palisa, one of the things I've appreciated about young children, especially those of who are already school going, at around six, seven, eight, 9 years, maybe 10 years, they have got this ability to invite their friends to church. I've seen them, saying, "Okay, I've got my friend. We're all in grade five. We, they're my friends there, and the parents allowed them to come." Do you find that this beautiful lifestyle, the new start lifestyle, are the children, in your observation or in your experience, as it were, when you were younger, were you able to influence your friends, or are children able to influence those who are in their circle to actually live this life? And does it actually work?
100%. You know, kids are the best evangelists because they speak about anything that's on their minds.
Yes, yes.
So if it's around them, they'll speak about it. And that's when children then actually are introducing stuff to their friends. Mm-hmm. There's a child at church who often offers her friends at church healthy snacks, and the mother makes sure to bring extra for the friends. Uh-huh. And this is a way in which you're actually exposing other kids basically to these principles, mm-hmm. because the child who knows is now teaching the other kids. She's teaching them about judicious use of sugar, mm-hmm. and these are just conversations they're having as they're walking around, that no, too much sugar is bad for you because this and this will happen. Mm-hmm. So the kids are great tools, and they often are the ones that actually even push within the home. Once the principles are well inculcated in their own hearts, mm-hmm. they're even the ones that are the police of the home. So this is another reason why it's great to teach them. It does work.
Yeah.
I know for myself personally, my friends in varsity ended up incorporating some of the health principles by the time I was in varsity, just because they were exposed to them through me.
Oh,
so like ensuring that, kids have an adequate grasp at it will actually ensure that the message spreads far and wide.
Oh, lovely, man. Beautiful stuff. Yeah. Now, those people who want to actually engage with Weaving Reads in terms of consuming the content there, how do they get there?
So we're on YouTube at Weaving Reads. That's the page name, Weaving Reads.
Okay.
And same name, Weaving Reads. Our email address is weavingreads1@gmail.com. And you can find the podcast on any of those platforms.
Beautiful. Well, Palisa, thank you so much, man. Let's here's to healthier families, here's to happier and stronger and even more spiritually attuned families. Thank you so much for joining
Amen.
Us.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.